is this Jeff?
Oh, hey, Ann.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Are you calling from New Orleans?
Yes, I'm in the French Quarter. I can barely hear you, so you better be loud.
You're on the air, Ann, and the volume will pick up momentarily for you. It gets a little louder as we go on, so.
We can hear you loud and clear. What's going on down there?
Kind of the usual.
Yeah.
I'm changing the volume here. That's all we're going to get.
Okay.
Here we got beads flying and costumes. We just finished watching the gay beauty pageant.
How was that?
That was pretty wild.
Gay men or women?
Mostly men, although there were some women in the contest. I think anyone could enter, but it was mostly the men who were in it.
Did you enter?
They had some different categories, such as leather, male, female. I don't know if I can say the other one on the air.
Go ahead.
Female body parts.
Oh, you can say that.
Halfway.
Now, we understood if you show them your breasts, you get more beads, Ann, is that?
Wait, I'm sorry, you have to say it again?
If you show them your breasts, you get more beads? Isn't that what you call me?
Yeah, that's basically how it works, but some people just throw beads at you anyway. But if you want the good beads, then you have to, you know, negotiate for them and...
Did you get any good beads yet?
Everybody has their own asking price.
Did you get any good beads yet? Any really good beads?
Did I?
Yeah.
No, probably not by those descriptions.
Oh, okay.
So
what's going on down in the French Quarter? People are partying? Is there a parade or anything going on?
Right now, people are kind of just in the street, you know, throwing beads at each other. And because this is actually Mardi Gras the day, whereas leading up to this, it has sort of been like the, you know, the build.
Yeah.
Right now, we have lots of people in costume. I'm actually, do you guys know New Orleans at all?
No.
A little bit.
They don't really care where I am. Okay.
Now,
well, you're in the French Quarter.
Tell us. Where are you?
I'm in the French Quarter. No, I'm at the corner of St. Anne's, how appropriate.
Yes.
And Chartres.
By the way, I tell us who
you're... There's sort of a plaza area right where I am. Bourbon Street is a few blocks down from here. It would be louder still. You wouldn't be able to hear me at all.
Okay. Now, you know, Ann, I don't want to jump on your last name if you don't want me to put it on the air, but you can tell us who you are if you want to...
I want to do like a self promo.
Yeah.
No. Well, this is Ann Carrick, and I live in Norwalk most of the time, but I'm in New Orleans, obviously, right now.
Why are you down there now?
I have a good friend who lives in New Orleans, and I talked about coming from Mardi Gras, so I'm just here for Mardi Gras.
Are you enjoying it?
I am.
Is this your first Mardi Gras?
This is my first Mardi Gras, yes.
Wow.
And, boy, have I learned a lot.
Wow. Like what? What have you learned?
Well... First of all, I guess, you know, I think I misjudged the weather a little, so that was just a little packing problem.
Yeah.
I definitely would bring a costume next time.
What would you dress as?
Huh?
What would you dress up as?
I'm not sure. I have gone, you know, for Halloween as some wild things, so I have some ideas. You know, I went as Elvira one time, so I could probably do that here, but I'd blend right into the crowd. Nobody would even notice me.
We want to see that.
You want to see that?
Yeah.
You're right. I'll wear that to the station sometime so everybody can hear what Elvira looks like.
Cool.
That's great.
We're up for that.
We have a camcorder here.
There you go.
So what was last night like?
I guess the other thing is I would work my schedule a little bit better because, for example, I've only had about 2.5 hours sleep since yesterday before I started today.
And you're not a night person at all.
Not normally I'm not a night person, but, you know, I can adapt. We got back around 2:30 and... I had to be up at 6 this morning to make a phone call, so it was a very short night.
You had to be up at 6 to make a phone call? Oh, yeah, you were doing it for another radio station, weren't you?
Right.
Uh-oh.
But it wasn't nearly as much fun because it was during the morning show, and you know how morning shows are. They have about 10 seconds that they can talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, we could talk to you all day. We got nothing else to do.
That's right. Well, except I was calling you on a calling card. It is going to run out at some point.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I hear a glass breaking there. Are you drinking in?
Unfortunately, the telephone is located near what used to be a trash can, but is now sort of a trash heap. So somebody was actually making an attempt to throw something away, because for the most part, they just drop it in the street, and they'll come by and sweep it all up. Tonight, actually, I guess at midnight, they line up the mounted police and go through the streets and just systematically empty them of people.
Are you going to bring me home some garbage from the street as a souvenir?
No, but I have plenty of beads, and I have lots of souvenir things that are thrown from the floats in the parade.
When was the parade? Last night?
There's like 15, 20-something parades. There's a bunch of them. So I went to 3.5, basically. We started at 1, and we decided we'd had enough and left.
When was that, today or yesterday?
Well, I went to one on Saturday, I went to one Monday, I went to another one this morning. I guess I went to two actually yesterday. Maybe I went to one Sunday. They're all, you know, kind of getting to be a blur.
What's the wildest thing you
Since
saw?
Since I've been here, I've been to several. Let me just leave it at that.
Okay.
And was last night fun? Was late last night a party time?
It was, and there also was. We were down here in the French Quarter, and the parades, of course, block the streets. So since we couldn't leave, we figured, hey, we might as well stay. So, you know, we weren't going to be able to get out anyway, so we came back into town after the parade ended and grabbed something to eat and, you know, walked up and down Bourbon Street to watch a few more beads fly. And so, I mean, we're the mild ones in the crowd, you know. I'm sure no one has noticed us at all compared to some of the wild antics going on.
What's the craziest thing you've seen?
Let's see. Well, there's like four that come to mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
One would have been sort of a show this one girl was putting on from a balcony. Just to give you an idea, she was wearing a leather outfit where the sides of the pants were cut out, and she had a halter with a zipper down the front. So
ow.
When she unzipped it, not only did we get, like, a full view, but she had pierced body parts.
Oh
no.
Yeah,
mother.
And then in case that wasn't enough, her boyfriend was standing behind her and decided to, like, you know, do a little action for the crowd in case just watching wasn't enough.
Wow.
So that was one.
Did you? Ann, can I ask you a question?
You know what, the other three?
Wait, yeah. But first I have to ask you a question. Did you bring a camera?
I did bring a camera, but, you know, it's really hard to get pictures of much of anything because it's sort of chaos everywhere. And quite honestly, there's other people who are much more anxious to see topless women than me. So
well.
They kind of push their way in the crowd.
Can I come with you next year? All right, so what are the other three?
Let's see, the other ones were basically, there were a couple of people who, like, dropped their drawers totally in the street just for beads.
Just for beads.
I guess a couple others where there was, we'll just call it more like person-to-person contact in order to get those beads.
Huh.
Oh.
So,
ooh.
We need to be on a float.
I don't know what kind of show this is. I don't know who's listening, so we don't want to scar anyone for life if they're young, you know?
Right.
And could you make everybody keep doing this stuff until we get down there?
Well, from what I understand, you know, that this goes on to some extent year-round here, and it's only that at Mardi Gras, it's kind of a constant, you know, every minute, all day, all night, 24 hours a day.
Wow.
But you can come here anytime, come down to the French Quarter, or go to Bourbon Street, and apparently, you know, there's something going on that's similar, just not quite so much.
So now what goes on? What's the rest of the schedule for today?
Well, the rest of the schedule for today, I think we're going to hang around here for a little while longer, and then we're probably going to head out before the total madness sets in tonight, because at that point the streets will be so crowded you won't be able to choose your own path anymore. The crowd will sort of, you know, carry you in whatever direction it's moving, and we're not sure we really want to be part of that, because that's a little much, maybe.
Yeah.
Because
I'd
by then people will have been drinking for, you know, many days sequentially, you know, and yeah, who knows what would happen. We've already seen a few people be arrested, so we just thought we'd scoot out before it gets totally out of hand.
I think that's a good idea.
Very wise. Very wise.
Kind of like they just haul you away and then ask you later.
Yeah.
And understandably, because I guess one year they actually had Mardi Gras while the police were on strike. And my friends said, you know, they left town. They were like, we don't even want to be there when that happened.
I was there that year.
Huh?
I was there that year.
So how was it?
It was, I can't talk about it on the radio. It was 1970.
Okay, I understand that perfectly.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it was then.
1979.
Yeah, exactly.